not just see who's here.
我要看看到底有哪些人在这里。
Your bodies are here.
你这个人是在这里。
And I pray that we'll all be here in our spirits and in our minds.
我们在这里祷告，就是我们不但人，我们的心思，我们的灵也都在这里。
I know that many of you pray.
我知道你们许多人都会祷告。
And I think sometimes when we pray, we feel weak.
我们知道我们好像我们祷告的时候，我们觉得好像实在是无力。
And today the Lord wants to help us grow stronger and more potent in prayer.
今天我们的主要帮助我们，要成为一个真正强有力的祷告者。
If we follow Him today, we should leave here stronger than we came in terms of knowing how to pray.
如果我们是这样的跟随他的话，我们来的时候，我们当我们离开的时候，会比我们来的时候我们的祷告更加的有力。
Your outline will show you if you follow this, I think it will help us.
我们这些大纲哈，你如果看这大纲的话，帮助你今天能跟随我们的信息。
The first mention of biblical prayer is in Genesis 4:26.
第一，在圣经里面第一处讲到祷告的地方是在创世纪的4:26。
It says, then people began to call upon the name of the Lord.
因为那个时候说，那时候人才求告耶和华的名。
We know that the Bible contains about 50 long prayers.
我们知道在圣经里面，它一共有大概50篇是长的，长篇的祷告。
And several hundred shorter prayers or references to praying.
可以上百件的短的祷告和讲到祷告的事情。
Throughout the entire Bible, the people of God pray, and from these examples, we can learn to pray more effectively.
所以真是从整本圣经里面特别讲到祷告的这些人的，他们的榜样真是能够帮助我们真正的很有效的祷告。
The Bible shows people praying rather than only talking about prayer.
So, 圣经特别讲到祷告的人，不但讲到祷告的这些本身的祷告，还讲到祷告的人。
Brothers and sisters, don't just read books on praying. Study the biblical prayers and watch how they pray and what they pray.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，我们不只是看圣经里面书上所写的祷告，我们还要看这里面的这些祷告者、祷告的勇士。
The book of Daniel shows us the potent prayer power that Daniel had developed every day.
所以，但以理这本书特别讲到了这位祷告的勇士，他有强有力的祷告，是怎样才会慢慢的从他的每日的祷告里面所成为这样的祷告者。
You remember that Daniel is a young Jewish man who 600 years before Christ is captured and exiled away from his homeland.
所以大家可能还记得这位但以理，他这位年轻人是在他是出生在主耶稣基督之前600年的时候，那个时候他们王国他被掳了，被掳到巴比伦。
And Daniel is forced to live under the Babylonian government who hates God, does not believe in him, and does not like his followers.
所以但以理他是活在一个被一个统治者，他们是。 在巴比伦里面统治着，他们这个统治者对这个神的子民是非常的敌视的。
But Daniel is gifted by God and educationally trained to become an important government official.
但是但以理他自己本身却是神给他大有的恩赐，给他的教导，使他成为一个政府当中会一个非常重要的一个官员。
He is such a good worker that the king is planning to promote him to the number two position in all of the kingdom.
他是这样的忠心的侍奉，所以以至于这个王要把他提升到仅次于第二位的官员。
And many of his colleagues become jealous of his success.
因为如此，他的许多他的同僚都非常嫉妒他。
So they devise a dishonest plan by creating a new document.
所以这些同僚们他们是在暗中策划一个见不得人的一种企图一个方案做一个文件。
When this new document is signed by King Darius, it will become a new law, and it will forbid any person to pray to anyone except the king.
如果他们所要在这里策划的文件呢，是要大力乌王就签这个字。当一旦他签了字之后呢，这个条文里面说的呢，是不可以向任何除了这个大力乌王之外的任何人的祷告。
So King Darius, knowing that people can only pray to him, signs the document into law.
因为他知道这个如果这个成为了律法被签字，成为律法之后，没有只有人所有的人只能向大无力王祷告。
And if the new law is disobeyed, any disobedient person will be thrown into a den with hungry and vicious lions waiting to kill a lawbreaker.
所以不管任何人只要违反这个条令的话，就会被摔到这个狮子坑里面去，被狮子吃掉。The
jealous colleagues of Daniel are certain that Daniel will continue his lifetime habit of praying three times a day to the God of the Jewish people.
因为这些同僚们策划这些条例的同僚知道丹以理同僚知道丹以理他每天都要祷告三次，所以他一定会被陷在这个祭册里面。
They plan to catch him praying, accuse him, have him arrested, and then killed by lions.
所以他们是计划正在丹以理祷告的时候，就把他抓住，说他违反这个条例，然后把他丢到狮子坑里。
And even though King Darius admires and respects Daniel, the king cannot lose face by excusing his habit of praying and breaking the new law.
虽然我们知道大卫立王非常的羡慕和敬仰这位他的这个但以理，但是他一旦这个成为律法之后，他是没有任何的办法能够找到借口不把他丢到这个狮子坑里。So
what will Daniel do when the king signs the new law?
但我们看但以理当听到这个大利乌王签了这个法律的时候，他怎么做呢？
Daniel 6:10, if you look at that verse in the Bible, it reads this way. Now when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now in his roof chamber, he had windows open toward Jerusalem, and he continued kneeling on his knees three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God as he had been doing previously.
所以你如果看但以理书第6章第10节的话，讲到但以理是怎么